for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. America's 45th president leads the nation in grieving for the 41st. Surrounded by family, George H.W. Bush died on Friday night at his home in Houston. When he ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 1980, he was said to have one of the most impressive resumes in politics. Congressman from Texas, UN ambassador, envoy to China, the head of the Republican Party, and the director of the CIA. Though he lost to Ronald Reagan, he was asked to join the ticket.
George Bush was the candidate for vice president.
He served as a loyal vice president for 8 years before becoming the 41st president in 1989.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
George H.W. Bush was 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A North Korean soldier has escaped and made his way across a still heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
It was just over a year ago that a North Korean soldier survived multiple gunshot wounds by his own comrades as he escaped across land into the south. What's interesting, and could now set back inter-Korean cooperation, is that this latest case is the first known defection since the Koreas each destroyed 10 frontline guard posts and demined part of their border area on Friday.
The Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel last February. The team issued a statement shortly after the NFL had placed Hunt on its commissioner exemption list. It said Hunt had lied when asked about the incident by team officials. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker addresses the media after the big earthquake on Friday. John Clemens reports.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker began his news conference by first expressing his thanks.
We have a lot to be thankful for. We have not had the loss of life that other locales will have had in our world with the size of an earthquake. You know, building codes mean something. Inspections mean something.
The epicenter of the earthquake with a magnitude of 7.0 was located 10 miles north of Anchorage. Then there was another aftershock measured at 5.6, 3 miles north of Anchorage. I'm John Clemens.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to have to explain why their data was compromised. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that its potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration date. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News.